Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting second. The third baseman, Cookie Lavagetto. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Babe Phelps. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Hudson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh Casey. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Hugh Casey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Cookie Lavagetto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavagetto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Phelps and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive to left field. Coy throws towards Hudson. Hudson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hudson. Camilli throws it away. That's an error on Camilli. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. Russell moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hugh Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casey strikes out. Two outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Lavagito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavagito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lavagito takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Casey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. Coy takes first base on ball 4. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hugh Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casey is 0-for-1 in the game. Casey hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Hudson moves to second. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Lavagetto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavagetto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lavagetto hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lavagetto fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Almada reaches second base with a double. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lavagetto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-2 in the game. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hugh Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casey is 0-for-2 in the game. Casey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann bunts towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Cookie Lavagetto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavagetto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lavagetto hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pete Cascarrat pinch runs for Cookie Lavagetto. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cascarrat moves to third. Larry French now pitching. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-3 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cascarrat tags and scores. Almada tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Almada scores. That run is unearned. It's Dodgers, 3, Cubs, 3. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coy. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Cascarrat now playing third base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Russell bunts towards first. Camille fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive towards the mound. Casey catches it and throws to first to double up Russell. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.